to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business podcast show. This is your host, Coach James Short, aka Shorty. And wow, what a guest we have coming on. This guy is infectious. You'll know as soon as he starts to laugh, he is a mover and shaker. He is larger than life. He's a good mate of mine. And Andrew Stokes. So who is Andrew Stokes? He's actually from the Elders Lifestyle Group. Andrew has always aligned himself with providing the best possible service and experience for all his clients since he began in his career in 2014. He truly believes his clients deserve to feel as if their agent is a trusted advisor, definitely, and always has their best interest in mind throughout every step of the process. He understands that selling property isn't a numbers game, and it's all about people and relationships. This is a big factor that separates him from many other agents and has led to him becoming one of the leading agents within the Camden Haven area of the mid-north coast of New South Wales. You can tell from the first minute you meet Andrew, and you will in a minute when I unmute him, sometimes it's hard to do. It is all about energy and having a positive impact on everyone he meets. He's involved with multiple local community groups, such as the Hastings Rotaract and also Rotary Youth Leadership Awards and sporting clubs throughout the Camden Haven area. When asked what Andrew loves about being part of the Elders Lifestyle Group, he says the Elders Lifestyle Group is all about a modern approach to real estate and doing business. It's about ensuring the agents are providing the best and most effective tools to achieve the best possible results for their clients. This even includes making sure the agent's physical, mental, and business health is at its absolute peak. Oh, drum roll. Let's get him on. I'll get you to unmute yourself. Andrew Stokes, aka Stokesy, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, mate. How you going? Thank you for the intro, mate. You've talked me up a lot, so hopefully I can meet the expectations.
Oh, mate, it's a pleasure and a real honor because, you know, you've had a journey, right? And I want to hear a bit more about that journey, but you've actually really stepped into an incredible leadership role within the group. Even though you're selling properties and you've got a good little EBU around you, good little team around you, but the impact that you're having with the other agents within the group is phenomenal. And we'll unpack that in a little bit, but just to go in a little bit deeper. But before we get to there, like you started 2014, what was happening before that? What were you doing before that?
I was just finishing high school. So I got into real estate when I was 17. So leaving school, I tried a few trades. I was a footy boy, so I had that in my community. You left school if you're a footy boy and you got a trade or you went down that avenue. But I found out very quickly, Shorty, I don't have the body to be a footy boy, to be a trade. I'm too soft. So that fell down pretty quick. And I ended up joining the Defence Force and I got accepted as an officer into the Australian Defence Force. But unfortunately, I playing football, had a football injury and that made me no longer eligible. So I had to have a fallback and that's what led me to real estate was ultimately, okay, what could I do that I enjoyed? I think we've spoken about this before and I wouldn't have a career or a job or a career and go to it every day if I didn't enjoy it and love what I'm doing. And I genuinely mean that, mate. Like I've just got to fulfill me and fill my cup and be on in line with my purpose and direction in life. So yeah, real estate, I was lucky to get into it.
Love it. So let's unpack this, right? So where do you see, so we're in 2023 now, where do you see the market right now? We've gone through a bit of a change, but through your lenses, you know, what you're doing, where do you see things right now?
At the moment, I find our marketplace here is, if anything, it's stabilised. You know, we hear a lot of figures about metropolitan areas, but we rarely hear it about the regional areas, which, you know, it's a shame, to be honest. Like, I look at our market now and the conversations I'm having with potential purchasers is, you know, Shorty, yeah, okay, look, interest rates are where they are. We know where they are. We know what the market's doing. However, when buyer confidence comes back, a lot of buyers are going to come out of the woodwork. And guess what, mate? You're going to have a lot of competition. It's a simple formula. More buyers, more competition, more money. So realistically, let's act now. Let's get something secured because, you know, who knows? Who knows what could happen in the next 3 to 6 months? Yep. Interest rates go down and you're going to have a lot of competition in the marketplace. So I don't think it's a bad time to sell. It's just about that perspective. And as you said, the lens that you've got, you can choose to go rock in the corner and be sad, or you can get out there and be a bit proactive with what you're doing, which, I think as a group, we're doing really well.
Yeah, big time. Where do you see then? So then if we fast forward to that for the next 12 months, crystal ball, right? Where do you see the potential of that over the next even 6 to 12 months?
Yeah. Look, I think I can only speak for our market here. The market here, and it's really hard to say. I know what the market's doing now. It's a fantastic time for you to list or sell, list, buy, sell, whatever it is. It's still a good time. I think in the next 3 months, we will have a lot more clarity what's happening with interest rates in the economy as a whole. And I think that'll bring more confidence back to buyers. So I think there will be a really short window for potential sellers to go, okay, let's capitalize on that. And the time to do that is to start getting your home ready now. Because it might take you a few weeks to get it right. And when buyer confidence comes back, you're already on the market rather than doing it then. Because you'll find when buyer confidence comes back, it's going to be on the news. Everyone's going to be going, oh, the property market's fantastic. Everyone else in the street's going to have the same idea. Let's sell and capitalize on it. It's too late by then, because then, more properties on the market, more for buyers to choose from, more negotiation power they've got. You've got to be proactive and have a strategy, I think. So I think moving forward, the next 3 months, it'll start to stabilize a bit more for us, and we'll find that buyer demand will pick up, and then ultimately, as a response to that, more people will sell.
Yeah, love it. I want to pick up something that you said a little while ago about that being that proactive, agent, and also having your own strategy. What are you noticing? You talk to a lot of agents out there, obviously within the group, but also with, outside of the group. Where do you think some of their fears and frustrations lie as an agent? Where do they usually get caught up in and not doing what they're supposed to be doing? What do you think that problem is?
I think, great question. I think there's a lot of fear, of frustration. There's definitely frustration there and fear, because a deal, to pull a deal together at the moment, is not as easy as it was. And I'll tell you what, Shorty, I love it, because a lot of the agents in the marketplace, they're in my marketplace, have been here for decades and they've had enough. They don't want another hard market. So it sieves out the agents and the pretenders that are only here for the wrong reasons, and it leaves behind the people that are here for the right reasons, the ones that are actually going to have a go. Because I think the ones that are having a go are going to service the clients better, and ultimately it's about making the experience the best it possibly can for the client. So I think the frustration they've got is a lot of agents have had it too good for too long. And it's just been an easy process. So when you come back to, okay, well, it's not as easy to get a deal together at the moment. We need to massage it through a little bit. We need to do buyer work. I love buyer work. It's where I started out. So it's like, that's my strength. Let's go. Let's make it happen. And then ultimately you're going to get a great result for your owner. So, that frustration is there. I think also though, I have a lot of conversations with my mentors about this, and it's that patience, having patience. Like, I'm a young bloke. I want, that immediate gratification as much as the next person, but being able to be patient and trust the process is going to work, and it's the right thing to do, is something that you've got to just have that patience, that you can let it happen. Get out
so
of
true. So true, right? I was talking to someone just the other day about that, and we're in an industry where it is go, 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 and it's all full on. And when we need to step back and have a look at that patience piece, it's a really, we know we can see the deal putting together. We can see it all happening, but we just want it now. We want it now. And, as you've said, is having that patience and trusting the process. It's a really key piece. And people go, well, how do we create more patience? And I say, well, do the things that are going to create more patience. Take up knitting or sewing or, crocheting, because that, something that allows you to have more patience in your life.
Yeah.
So with that, that's on an other agent, and, you're very, in the Elders Lifestyle Group, it's such an incredible group. And What are you noticing though in other groups out there, some of their businesses' frustrations and fears, and how are they managing, you know, the current market and what's coming up? What are you noticing out there in other groups?
Yeah, so I think in our area here, you know, as a whole, there's either the group, like the lifestyle group, yeah, that we're a part of, and that's, you know, innovative, and it's progressing into something that's really going to be a power, and it's going to be something really special. And to be honest, the agents that are in it want to be there. They're keen. They're excited. Well, the energy is just there. You can tell. It's like, let's go. This thing's really cool. Or there's the old school thing that maybe isn't working too well anymore, where you're an independent maybe, or you might be a part of a bigger brand, but ultimately you don't have that same support. And I know in our area, the frustration there is, holy crap, it's not as easy to put a deal together. The cost of keeping the doors here is really quite expensive. I need to just sell a house. And the result, you know, this is my lens, and the result for that is they're pushing to get a deal together a lot harder than possibly what we are. Mm. And is that the best thing for the client? Maybe it's sometimes 100%. You've got to tell them the facts, and it might be the hard facts. But I think when you're under that pressure of, I've got five staff and I've got to pay for, you know, the doors or whatever, you know, I think that pressure can make you do things that possibly aren't the right thing for the client. Where in our group and the way we're set up, it's that, you know, my job in my business, my EBU, is I need to get in front of people and build relationships, because that's what I'm good at. And that will lead to negotiation and doing the best that I can do. And the people that are a part of my team and the group will do what they need to do, rather than being one bloke trying to do everything and wear all these different hats. Yep. So I think, you know, that's the frustration for those guys. And look, you know, we used to be those guys, but, you know, obviously we're not anymore. I think it's just the way of the times, you know, honestly. I think the stresses are probably, and the financial stress especially, is going to be hard for those guys. So, yeah.
I want to take a piece from that too, and go a little bit sideways, because the power of the group and the coming together, as you said, the agents who are in the group want to be there, and they're hungry, they're motivated, they're inspirational, compared to, you know, maybe the solo operators or the one or two teams, you know. And like, you know, we had the awards night and the gala and the conference, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But also, like, you guys catch up every Friday morning, and I just want to unpack this for a little bit. Like, what's the benefit, and tell us about what happens on the Friday mornings, and why, how has that firstly impacted you, and what's the benefits of that?
Yeah, awesome. So I think, first of all, to touching on that, you talk about being inspired in a group and the energy. You've only got to look within our little group here. Like, I look at the Cameron Haven office, there's someone I'm chasing, and it's not, I want to beat him. It is, to a certain degree, I'm competitive, but it comes from a place of, okay, that person is doing this. What do I need to do to be better? They get in at 8 o'clock, I'm going to get in at 7:30. They leave at 5 o'clock, I'm going to leave at 5:30. I'm going to outwork them, and I'm going to have more energy than them. I'm going to have a better process than them, and eventually I'll be better than them. I'll be writing more money than them, and my team will be working better. And then, you know what? Hey, that person's here. Who else is in the business that I need to look at and go, okay, what are they doing? How can I pull that apart? There's always someone that you can look up to within the group that can challenge you. And as far as mentors go, there's people there that are managers within the business, which is fantastic. And I think every business needs a manager, but there's a difference between a manager and a leader. Mm. And I think for us, having that, you know, my first employer was a fantastic leader, but not a great manager. So he was able to inspire me and make me go, shit, hard work ethic, get in early, get in late, do what you need to do. And, you know, having David Gray, the CEO, and having access to him in such an easy way, again, someone who's inspiring, is a fantastic leader, but I think you'd agree, he's probably not a great manager. He's a fantastic leader, and he's all about vision. So it's having that a part of the group. And a part of that has been, okay, personal life. How do we structure our personal life, and how can we all level up? Well, okay, let's take it back. You know, on a Friday, what could we do? You know, we brought in this Friday, how we go, We all meet up on a Friday morning at 6 at the local beach. We all go for a swim. So it's pretty hard to feel crap after going for a swim at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're feeling pretty good. You're pretty pumped. You know, at that morning catch up, you know, we'll have a coffee. We'll go through, you know, a few key things like a win for the week, a challenge for the week, a learning for the week, a lesson for the week. All these things that make you realistically, it makes you review your week and go, okay, let's pull this apart and go, what did we achieve? What were some challenges? And maybe someone else has a better idea on how to do that, so it's not a challenge anymore. What are some lessons I got that we could share with everyone else so that they've got a lesson from that? What are we reading? What are we doing? We're being proactive so that, you know, there might be someone there that's writing $1 million. There might be someone there writing 200. Those lessons are invaluable for the guy at 200, but he may have some lessons for the bloke at $1 million. So it's a great way to start and finish. We'll start your day, but finish your week. For us, I think, yeah, you know, I've got a new routine, as you know, mate. And like you look at that and you go, how could you have a shit day when you've started that good?
Yeah, so good, so good. So what's exciting things about for you that you're currently working on and what's coming up in your viewpoint?
Yeah, I've got a few, mate. At the moment, I've got a few. Like at the moment, I'm on week three, as you know, in this 12-week plan. Earlier in the year, I did 2 months where I went sober. For me, it was really tough. So I'm doing a 12-week thing, which is it's not because I've got a problem, not an alcoholic, but it's about leveling up myself. It's going, okay, I've got a team now of three, so, you know, a couple others in the team, and I want to be a leader and I want to inspire them. And for me, I'm inspired by someone who's a doer. I can see them. It's not about what you say, it's about what you do for me. So it's like, okay, if Andrew's coming in at that time of the morning, he's leaving at that time of night, and he's always on the phone, and he's doing these things in his personal life, and he's building his financial wealth, well, that inspires me. So I want my team, I want the best possible life for my team. And by doing this, I feel, yes, great, I make my life better, but in turn, I should be inspiring them. And that's a part of my job as an employer and a leader within the business, is to try to inspire others to level up. So that's something really cool that I've tried. You know, there's a few things that are part of that routine each day. You know, gratitude texts. I send a gratitude text to someone I care about and grateful for in my life. You know, it sounds very religious. I'm not religious or anything, but, you know, it's an energy thing. And I think it's hard again. You know, we do the morning swims. I do an ice bath in the morning. It's hard to feel shit after that. If I send a gratitude text at 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, it's hard to feel shit after that, yep. You know. I sent a text to my dad for the first time and said, look, mate, I'm really grateful for everything you've done for me and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, in myself, I felt that energy level, it calmed me, leveled me, and I came from a place of gratitude. And it's really hard to be, you know, angry or frustrated when you're at that level. And, you know, the response was, are you okay? What's going on? But it's, you know, that's not what we're worried about. It's about that energy level. You know, and then this team, you know, the team of three, I'm really excited about what's to come there. You know, I'm a competitive guy. I want to dominate, and I want this area to just be, you know, our area. If you think of real estate, Andrew's the bloke to go to. That team will look after you and get you, you know, where you need to be and the result you need to happen. They will do it, and they'll do it in a way that they care. You know, I'll go in and I'm not your stock standard agent about hitting numbers all the time, boom, 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 boom. It's about, okay, I'm going to see Mrs. Smith. I'm going to meet with her. Yeah, fantastic. I'm going to give her an idea of price, but I'm going to have a conversation and build that relationship, because I'm not your stock standard agent that's going to go and say, here's your price, let me know when you're going to sell. I'm going to go in and build a relationship. I'm going to know who her grandkids are, where they're from, you know, all of that information I'm going to gather, and I'm just going to be the bloke that Mrs. Smith goes, oh, Andrew, I need to go to the home. Can you sell my house? Because you know what? I go in to list the home. There's no competition. I'm an advisor. I'm a trusted person in her life. You know, after this Zoom, I've sold a house for a lady. I'm going to meet with her. She's buying a property from a competitor because I don't have the property. But I actually rang her about it and said, hey, Di, fantastic new listing came on. I think it's going to suit you. Why don't we get you through it? She's going to tell three other people. She'll sell the listing through me. It's a long game, not a short game. So there's some pretty exciting stuff, Shorty.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. And what I mean, just sort of taking a couple of those answers that you've answered and sort of just putting it together, there's a really strong emphasis on your own personal growth and personal development. Yeah. You know, you talked to them multiple times about stepping into that leadership role. You talked to them multiple times about surrounding yourself with those like-minded people. You talked about really developing yourself so therefore you can have an impact on others. Mm-hmm. Like, is that, have I hit the mark there? Like, is that, does that resonate for you? There's a really strong personal growth journey there.
100%, mate. Yeah. Like, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was a bit of a footy boy. So I for a lot of years, I scraped through being an average rider doing okay, off the back of, you know, being able to do it in the area. But it came to a point, you know, I had a few things happen in life that weren't so great. And it's like, well, you know, what are you doing, mate? You need some wake up calls. And it's like, okay, well, do you want to, if you're going to do it, get into it. Do you know what I mean? Get into it and have a go and see where this thing could go. So it's like, you know, the 2 months sober, that was a challenge for me because, I love to hang out socially and drink and party. I love to have a party and that sort of stuff. But did two months and my business just went crazy. What happened in there? My personal life, you know, I'd break down in relationships and stuff all the time. You know, had a girlfriend that, you know, it's really amazing what that could do. And it took me so long, and I wish it didn't, but it took me so long to go, okay, there's people in life, and someone said it to me a couple of years ago, there's people in life that is going to be at the pub every Friday and every Saturday. They're going to own one property with their partner, and they're going to get through life comfortably, and they're going to be okay. And you know what? That's fantastic. If you want to be that person, then there's no judgment. I think that's a fantastic life. A lot of the blokes I grew up with are living that life, and that's fantastic. Look, I'm happy for them. But if I want financial freedom, like I grew up in a struggling family, if I want financial freedom for myself, I want financial freedom for my kids and my wife or whatever it may be, and I want to have a business life that I'm happy to get up and go to every day, it's you've got to work for it. It just doesn't come to you. You know, you can't sit in your house and expect it to happen. So the way to get there is to go, okay, who's really successful? Let's go hang out with them. Let's do it, baby. Let's go hang out with them. You know, let's do the little things. You know, the ice baths, the swimming, whatever it may be. You know, I don't particularly enjoy jumping into an ice bath, but you know what? If it makes me, you know, get to the next level, I don't give a shit. I'll do it. Do you know what I mean? If I've got to meet with someone at 10 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. Who cares? You know, I'm young. Let's go do it. Let's get it done. If it helps you get to that next step.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. All right, so we're going to unpack the 60-second quick quiz and these questions to find out a little bit more around the Andrew Stokes. So here we go. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, mate? Probably the Lethal Weapon series.
Ooh, nice.
Or Rush Hour. Rush Hour is a classic.
Love it. Favorite food?
Favorite food, mate. I'm a big sucker, as you can tell. I'm, you know, trying to lose weight at the moment, but muffins. Muffins, I love me muffins, yeah.
Love your muffins. Fantastic. Yeah. Any flavour of muffin?
That's why I got the muffin top. It came with the muffin. But whatever, mate. Vanilla muffins, actually. I don't mind a vanilla muffin.
Yeah, cool. All right. Favourite holiday destination?
To be honest, like I've travelled overseas. It's probably going to be like Coolangatta, Tweed Heads, that sort of particular spot. It's really relaxing, love the lifestyle, and you're close enough to Broadbeach if you want to go have a good time.
Nice. What's your morning routine?
Morning routine for me, 4:20 I wake up. I'm at F45 at 5, train to, you know, 6, go through an ice bath at the moment. At a 6:15, 6 o'clock, have a coffee with a mate, ice bath. In the office, you know, by 7:30.
Love it. Evening routine.
Evening routine. This is something I'm just implementing now, Shorty. So just that life balance. Get home when I get home, whenever it happens, it'll vary. We'll usually actually listen to music on the way home. When I get home, I'll get out and I'll actually do 10 minutes of gratitude. So I don't pray or anything. I just sort of, I call it filling the cup. I'll do 10 minutes of something that's going to fill the cup. So for me, it might be playing with the dog for 10 minutes, something like that. So that it switches my mind over to, hey, I'm home. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Most embarrassing moment.
Oh, probably that video that you got sent, mate.
I won't cut it in on the
edit. Don't say that, mate. No. The views might go up a bit, hey? I've ripped a few pairs of pants at work, actually. Yeah, so there you go. Lesson there is flat and tight pants.
Love it, love it. If you could choose 5 inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be either dead or alive.
Mark Burris would be one. John McGrath's probably one as well, to be honest. Dinner, I'd probably have Davey Gray there for a good time. You know, he's always got a good opinion on things, surely. Who else? Inspirational. Good question, mate. Those 3 would probably be enough for me, to be honest. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Biggest regret?
Not realizing that not making that pivot earlier in the piece. You know, realistically, it's only been, 8 months, 9 months since I really changed my whole, life and my outlook, perspective, whatever we want to call it. I wish I'd have done it, 2014 when I got in the game. So, yeah.
Nice. Well done. Well done. If you're Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
I would change maybe, our tax laws a little bit. probably that, or probably that.
Okay, maybe cool. Best piece.
Maybe give the Blues a better squad. State of origin.
Best piece of advice
would be in business. Would be that it's a long game. It's a career, not a job. So having that mindset of it's a career. When you're dealing with anyone, it's a relationship. It's not just a person. So that would be a big one to know.
Yeah, nice. And so how can the audience follow your journey? What's the best social handles to follow you on?
Team Stakes. If you just put that into Instagram, at Team Stakes, it should come up. All of our stuff's up on that. And, or give us, shoot us a text or email.
Love it. Fantastic. Stokesy, really appreciate your time, energy, your advice, and everything in between, mate. It's an honor and a privilege to know you as a mate. Looking forward to the next chapter in your world and jumping in the ice bath with you. Mate, really appreciate it. Thanks once again.
Fantastic. Thanks, Shorty.